אנחנו קוראים מתוך תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך וב חלק ט"ו
בניין. We are studying in Tes item we're in chapter part 15 the building of the Nukva in Zeranpin. 1. Know that during the Ibur of Zon in Upper Imal, Zeranpin was in the manner of Vak alone, and the Nukva in the matter of one point which is made included in Yud, which is the matter of Malchut in it alone, and then through the Ibur Yenika in the Mochin, the manner of Zeranpin was grown until it was completed to 10 sefirot as noted. Again, know that during the Ibur of Zon in Upper Ima, Zeranpin was in the manner of Vak alone, and the Nukva in the manner of one point incorporated from Yud, which is the matter of Malchut in her alone. Then, through Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin, the matter of Zeranpin grew until it was completed into 10 sefirot as noted.
Meaning Zon of Atzilut begin from being in Ima, in Bina. Zeranpin and Malchut of Atzilut are in Bina. Zeranpin is in Vak, Malchut is a point. So Vak and a point. They're in Bina, in Upper Ima, Ima Ila'a. This is called Ibur, inception. What happens next? Meaning the Ibur towards the Malchut that begins as a point.
Item 2. And the growth of Malchut is not but the middle of Zeranpin itself.
Meaning Malchut cannot receive directly from Bina. It is in Bina together with Zeranpin. And it receives through Zeranpin. That's the order of the degree. It cannot receive directly from Bina.
Because Upper Ima, when she raised him, grew him, she gave him more force of growing from Malchut.
This, as we learn, the elder son takes twice. Zeranpin receives from Bina in order to give to Bina.
And then emerged the discernment of growth of this Malchut outwards by Tiferet.
Zeranpin is called Tiferet.
And then the Malchut is also grown until its essence of growth in her.
Which is
that it, until she grows to the 10 whole sefirot in her.
Again,
though the growth of Malchut is not by the middle of Zeranpin itself, because Upper Ima, when she grew it, gave more forces for growth to Malchut, and then emerged this manner of growth to the Malchut outwards in the middle of Tiferet. And then Malchut is grown too, until its essence of growth, which is until she completes also to 10 complete sefirot in her.
Is that clear? Questions.
מה זה נקרא אמצעי זרנפין?
What is the middle of Zeranpin?
Zeranpin is that medium through which Bina grows the Malchut.
מה זה אמצעי תפארת?
What is the middle of Tiferet?
Tiferet and Zeranpin are the same, as I said.
It's written that Malchut is in a state of a point. Where are all the souls of the righteous at that point? Are they below Parsa? Or?
I don't know anything about the souls of the righteous. Where are you taking this from?
Malchut is the assembly of the souls of Israel.
How do you know? I see what's written here.
I understood.
You understood. I hope that...
Mm-hmm. What's depicted here is about the four phases of direct light. About that cascading, or is it another place in the?
It's a whole other world, different creator, everything different.
No, the connection between Bina and Malchut in the middle is Zeranpin.
It's in the world of Atzilut. That's the correct question, because it's not written here. But it's clear that when we're talking about the Nukva of Zeranpin, it's all about Malchut in the world of Atzilut with respect to Zeranpin in the world of Atzilut. That Malchut is built by Bina, from Bina. We know from four phases of direct light. Where do we get the Malchut, lower Hay? From the first Hay, which is Bina. Bina has to give to Malchut, just like Bina builds the will to receive in the Malchut. It later brings to Malchut, gives it according to the demand of the Malchut, also the intention in order to bestow. So first time you get from Bina the desire to receive to Malchut, and Malchut wants to receive. That's the will to receive of all of nature. It comes from Bina and it's in Malchut. And later, according to the work between with Malchut towards Bina, when it asks, it demands the intention in order to bestow, then it receives from Bina, because the nature of Bina is to bestow. So it gives to Malchut the intention to bestow, but that's according already to the demands of Malchut. The will to receive, Malchut receives from four phases of direct light, directly. And then Malchut wants to receive. That's it. Later comes the reaction response of Malchut that discovers what's before her, Bina, Zeranpin, Keter, and so on, and it demands the intention of in order to bestow, by which she can become like them, not in the desire, but in the intention. And then it receives one time the will to receive, and another time the intention in order to bestow, how to use the will to receive. That's it. And by that, she's similar to Keter. Keter is entirely made of the will to bestow, on the level of Malchut. And so when Malchut receives from Bina both the desire and the intention, it reaches the degree of Keter. That's what Bina, from the get-go, wanted to reach, to be similar to the degree of the Creator. That's important. Look. We have Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. The Bchina of Shoresh, the first discernment, is all bestowing. Bchina Aleph is a will to receive, wants to receive. Bchina Bet, the servant of Bet, doesn't want to receive. Bchina Gimel includes both. It's like half and half. And Malchut is completely receiving all, receiving for itself. Where does everything come from? A will to bestow. Comes to us from the Shoresh, from the root. The will to bestow, desire to bestow. That's the Keter. Chokhmah is the will to receive. But the will to receive came necessarily from the will to bestow. It has nothing of its own. It's receiving. Then from receiving, and there's a difference between the desire to receive and the light, which is the bestower. From that, inside this will to receive, inside the chokhmah, at the bottom of it, so to speak, they have this schism, this bifurcation. So I, with my will to receive that I got, it's not mine, or the will to bestow, which is the upper, and I want to be similar to that, to bestow. So Bina is a desire to bestow. Bestow.
Bina.
Bina. desire to bestow. How can it bestow? In truth, it wants to be like the Keter. Bina wants to be like the Keter.
That's
its reaction for what it's got, that it received. Here, Bina is the essence of Chochmah. It receives all the light, and it wants to be similar to the Keter. How does it express itself, its similarity to Keter? It builds Zeranpin. And Zeranpin is half bestowal, half reception.
Zeranpin.
And from Zeranpin, we get Malchut.
Malchut. Kulo, likabel.
Which is completely reception. Both the will to bestow we have in Bina. It becomes in Malchut a will to receive, a very big will to receive. And now, when Malchut begins to correct itself, it reaches truly the Keter. It's a will to receive, and it receives from the Bina the intention to bestow, and then it can be similar to Keter, meaning it performs the same intention, the same desire, the same thought that Bina wanted to be similar to the Keter here in this red, be similar to Keter that as Bina wanted. Now it's actually happening through the Malchut. In truth, it's the action of Bina, Imaila, upper Ima, upper mother.
So,
what we see in all of creation is that Bina is performing this action. It's building the Malchut and the will to receive. One time it's the will to receive, and another time it's the intention in order to bestow. And in this, Malchut makes herself similar to the Creator. That's all we have in all of creation.
In the four phases of direct light, this schematic kind of brought to the state of Tzimtzum in the end. Malchut saw that she couldn't do so.
That's already built in.
But that laid the foundations for this to be able to happen in the world of Atzilut?
Restriction is the first correction. When I begin to use my will to receive in order to realize climbing, but not my will to receive is the main thing, but my intention, the measure of bestowal to the Creator. That's the meaning of the restriction. By that I change my priorities, what's more important to me. I'm a will to receive on the one hand. The light comes. My will to receive wants to use it. So I perform a restriction, I reject it, reflect it, meaning by that I'm showing that what's important to me is the intention of bestow, in order to bestow. Because by that, I make myself similar to Keter, I become equal to Keter. That's my purpose.
This drawing that we just went over, where Malchut is trying to become similar to the Keter by the use of Bina, this doesn't happen in the four phases. It happens in the world of Atzilut.
Yeah, that happens in all of creation.
The four phases is prior to the intention.
Four phases is in the world of Ein Sof.
Asaf. Okay, as
Okay, so Malchut being similar to Keter, that's the implementation of Bina?
Yes. And that's what I've been telling you here. That's the whole business.
Okay, so it's like Bina can only realize herself through the child, kind of like a mother.
Yeah, that's why it's written that it raised him. Why did he raise him? She raised him in order to realize her reaction to Keter.
Okay, now the Malchut, which is, well, first of all, the first question, where does Bina get the fact that she needs to create the will to receive? That's from the seven lower of Bina, where she wants to bestow and be like a Keter, so she understands that she has to beget.
Yeah.
And that's like in the, like the second part of Bina.
Yes.
Okay, now, the Malchut, when she is resembling the Keter, she is satisfying the desire of Bina. It's like not hers.
No, you're asking correctly, but it's not that Malchut is doing that as a blind response. No. When we arrive in Malchut, the world of Atzilut, that's where we see that things are not exactly the same. Because it's the work of Malchut that is carried out inside the broken souls that are down below in Bia, the worlds of Klipot. And then from there, the broken souls begin to ascend and to be included in Malchut as Bnei Chala, the sons of the Kala, of the bride. Meaning it's all the work of Malchut to the extent that it can demand the correction from Bina. It's not that Bina is automatically working in Malchut, and Malchut is like a raw material. No. By building below itself the systems of Klipa, of the shell, Malchut is becoming a conduit, an adapter between the Klipot, between the shells and sanctity. And according to how much it asks for strength from sanctity, it raises its part from the klipot, from the shells, from in order to receive, it sanctifies them in order to bestow, and by that it identifies with Bina.
She does all this, the correction of the shattered souls, for Bina?
No, to become equal with Keter.
How much does Malchut understand?
Bina is only the intention in order to bestow, but the realization of Malchut will happen when it is cleaved to Keter.
I'm asking this because we're learning like Bina is like the mother who is planning her her realization through the child.
Mm-hmm.
How much does the child attain that it's from the Bina what he's receiving?
So what if he receives from Bina, from Keter? It's a question of how much he participates, how much he's going to realize himself. Here, the important thing is that the created being expresses its desire to become similar to the creator, to the upper, but not that it was created by the upper, of course, that it receives strength from the upper, of course, but it demands. That's the meaning of created being, the one who demands correction. But they should have the matter of correction and the force of correction. Of course it will receive, there's no question, but it doesn't belong to the upper one. Is that clear? Yes, Leo.
From the connection you explained, from your explanation about the connection between Bina and the Malchut that you described in the diagram, there's a question about the words of the Ari that says that the growing of Malchut is only due to Zeranpin. What does it need Zeranpin if the connection is between Bina and the Malchut?
Malchut cannot connect to Bina without the connection to Zeranpin, because Zeranpin gives birth to her from the Bina. Bina cannot connect with Malchut. There's no connection between them. This is a desire to receive, and this is a desire to bestow.
But here, there's a very tight connection that's described in this diagram.
What drawing? What is that drawing to you?
Oh, Bina is what gives Malchut the desire?
It doesn't give it anything. Only Zeranpin. It cannot be. Bina is a desire to bestow. Malchut is a desire to receive. What kind of connection can there exist between them?
So what's in Zeranpin that enables this connection?
There is a special system in Zeranpin that's connected to both. That's exactly it. That the desire to receive that was born out of Bina is in Zeranpin, and the desire to bestow, which is the Bina, is also in Zeranpin. Meaning Zeranpin is like a sort of a keter. That already includes the desire to receive. But because the desire to receive comes from Bina, desire to bestow, let's say it this way. Zeranpin is always the example for Malchut, towards Malchut, but it doesn't have its own desire. That's why it's called Zeir, little one. But in Malchut has its own, her own desire. Zeranpin can become similar to the Keter, and it will be called Zeiranpin. When Malchut becomes makes itself similar to the Keter, it's truly Malchut that's equal to Keter. Because Zeranpin doesn't have, let's put it this way, Zeranpin doesn't have anything of its own. It's completely the son of Bina. We'll talk about it. It's not simple. It's called Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator. We'll learn those discernments. Yeah, who wants to ask? You giving lessons? Okay, ask. First of all, those who are giving out lessons, they have a right to ask.
I don't understand where the connection is. We're talking about the fact that Malchut gets similar to Keter. I don't understand where is there a connection between the two at all.
Through Bina. Not that Malchut becomes similar to Keter. Bina realizes itself in Malchut. What does Bina want? What does Bina want? What does Bina feel inside itself after Chochmah? I want to be like the Keter. How can I be like the Keter? The Keter is entirely a will to bestow. Bina is the essence of Chochmah. From feeling inside of me, inside the will to receive bestowal from Keter, I feel like being like Keter, but I can't. I'm a will to receive. Even more than Chochmah, Bina is bet the Aviyut. So how can it realize itself in order to be like Keter? So because it includes both Chochmah and Chassadim, it's planning this action here and now. I'm going to build the will to receive in such a way that it will be like the will to bestow. How by the intention? And then it builds Zeranpin. And Zeranpin is completely made of her. In order to complete the will to receive, it will be truly a will to receive that would want to receive in entirety. And then from within its inner force, inner strength, it will want to make a restriction and screen and reflected light. And meaning, Bina cannot give birth to Malchut right away. It needs this adaptive system. That's why the whole plan of Bina is in Zeranpin. And Malchut, through Zeranpin, can make itself similar to receive the forces from Bina. But in order to, let's put it this way, Malchut makes herself like Bina in Katnut, and Malchut makes herself like similar to Keter in Gadlut.
So from what I understand, only the independence of Malchut is like the independence of Keter. That's what's similar between them.
It attains it at the end of its development. Ultimately, what turns out is that the more it is in order to bestow, the more it rids itself of being dependent. So here's a question. It wants to be a bestower in order to be free, independent, or in order to be similar to the Keter. And here, again, is its choice with this internal struggle. We'll talk about it once. Okay? Are you a teacher? Okay.
So where does the desire of Bina to be similar to Keter come from?
From the light that fills Chochmah. The light in Chochmah works on Chochmah in such a way that Chochmah at the end of it wants to bestow, like the light in it. He explains it in four phases of direct light. Okay? Okay, next. Let's go. Item 2.
Item 3.
Oh, we're going to read up top? Okay, we read from above first.
Item 2 above. And though the growing of Malchut is not by the middle of Zeranpin itself, because Upper Ima, when she grew it, put in it more force of growth in the Malchut. And then from this form of growth that emerged in this Malchut outwards, in the middle of Tiferet, and then it is grown, the Malchut is grown, and also until the essence of its growth, until she completes the 10 complete Sefirot in her.
3.
Item Gimel, 3. If so, it is a must that any time in which Malchut has not grown yet, when those upper 9 Sefirot which are lacking the Nukva will be included in Zeranpin in the 9 Sefirot in it as noted, as it only has up to Yesod and the Nukva completes it to Yud, or to 10. And then there are 19 Sefirot. 9 Sefirot of her, of his, and 10 Sefirot of hers, since she is called a tenth, and she is a tenth to him. And they are completed in her own 10 Sefirot, and by that she also has 10 Sefirot.
Again,
if so, it is a must that as long as Malchut has not grown, those upper 9 Sefirot that are lacking in Nukva will be included in Zeranpin in the upper 9 Sefirot as noted, for it only has up to Yesod, and the Nukva completes it to Yud. And then there are Yud Tet, 19 Sefirot, 9 of his and 10 of hers, and it's called a tenth because it is a tenth to him. And he is completed in the 10 Sefirot with her, and she also has 10 Sefirot.
Okay, the confusion here. It's 10 Sefirot and 10 Sefirot, or 9 Sefirot and it is the tenth. Or there's 9 in him and 10th in her. We'll learn about it. Next.
Item 4. Although prior to the revelation of her upper 9 Sefirot in her, they were all included in her in his 9 Sefirot. We find that in each and every Sefira, from the 9 Sefirot of Zeranpin, there is a matter of 1 Sefira of Nukva, which is only the 10th part of her only, for it is the Sefira of Malchut in her. And here the growing of Malchut is not at once, only and many times it is corrected and grown slowly, slowly or bit by bit. We'll read it again. And though prior to the revelation of the upper 9 Sefirot in her, they were all included in his 9 Sefirot, we find that in each and every Sefira of the 9 Sefirot of Zeranpin, there is 1 Sefira of the Nukva in her. But she is not only the 10th Sefira in her alone, since it is the Sefirat Malchut in her. And here the growth of Malchut is not at once, but only in many times it is corrected and grown bit by bit.
Meaning how Malchut comes out of Zeranpin is the 10th part of each and every Sefira in him from the 9th Sefirot, and then it becomes a Patsuf. meaning it clothes on Zeran Pin on its 10 Sefirot, as Malchut, as a world to receive, that is built from them, and it comes out as a Partsuf in and of itself. That's entirely a world to receive. But everything we talked about before, 10 Sefirot, Yud Sefirot, or 9 Sefirot, it's always 10. We're simply speaking of qualities. What's the level? It might be one point or several points that we're talking about itself. We have to say it. That 10 is always 10. Item 5.
Item 5. And now we will clarify in length their totality, although there are many details
between Zerampin and Malchut.
Here, the essence of the diminution in her is no less than one point made up of the Yud, which is the last point of, which is the point of Malchut, which is the last point of Malchut in her. And the essence of her growth is Him, and there will be in her all her ten Sefirot that will be with the Ranpin, Panim bePanim, completely equal. They will be used in both Malchim in one Keter, which is the way the moon slandered, as noted. Again, and we will clarify in length the totality, although there are many details here, there is one point, which is the diminution in her, which is less, is not less than the one point made up of the Yud, which is the last point of Malchut in her. And the essence of her growth is that she will have all her ten Sefirot and be in, with the Ranpin, Panim bePanim, equal completely, and both kings will be used in one Keter, which is the way the moon slandered.
Meaning, we can cover all development in spiritual history, stuff to talk about corporeally, but we can talk about it from the perspective of the state of the Malchut, from being a point until being similar to the Keter, and all the points it's undergoing, ascents and descents, everything until she grows and reaches the end of correction. Similarity with Keter. According to this axis of development, it's possible to see all of creation. Please.
Item 6. And the thing is, as noted, that from the Tiferet of Ima, it becomes the Keter of Zeranpin. And when she will rise there too,
Malchut, it goes all the way up there,
and her Keter will be of Tiferet, will be in Ima like him, they will both have equal Keters, and they will both be one, because both of them will be one, will be the matter of Tiferet of Ima, which are one Sefirah. And then she won't have to receive the illumination only by Zeranpin, but they both will receive the illumination from Ima, each by himself, and they won't need each other. And the Zon will be equal in their essence, and like Abba v'Ima, as mentioned in the Idra, Abba v'Ima kechad hanafkin kechad hasharin. And this is the essence of her growth, and then all the worlds in essence of the correction. We'll read item 6 again. And the thing is, it is noted that from the Tiferet of Ima, it becomes the Keter of Zeranpin. And when she rises there too, and her Keter of Tiferet will be in Tiferet of Ima like him, and their Keters will be equal, and they will both be one, because both will be the matter of Tiferet of Ima, which is one Sefirah. And then she won't need to receive the illumination by Zeranpin, but rather they will both receive their illumination from Ima, each on his own, and they won't need each other. And Zon will be equal in their essence, like Abba v'Ima, as mentioned in the Idra, Abba v'Ima kechada nafkin v'kechada sharin. This is the essence of her growth, and then all the worlds in the essence of correction.
Next.
Item 7. Although between this and that there are many discernments, And between them all, there are four phases. And this is their order from below upwards. One, the essence of this diminishing, in which the point will be included from Yud, and it is the matter of Malchut in her. And then she doesn't have a Partsuf, and then she stands below her Yesod. We'll read it again. Although between this and that there are many discernments, and they are all the four discernments. And this is their order from below upwards. One, the essence of this diminishing, in which this point will be included from Yud, and it is the matter of Malchut in her, and then she has no Partsuf, and then she stands below her Yesod, his Yesod. Item 8. 2. Her partsuf was complete in the 10 sfirot, but the measure of her level is in the achol of Zeranpin from Chazeh downwards. But still, her lights that are in the first hay of Zeranpin, Kachab, Chesed Gvura, did not illuminate in the lower four in him. Hence, they did not extend in her and did not illuminate in him. And understand this. We're going to move to the next part of the lesson. But before that, a song.
אחים בני כל העם הזה, כל כך שלמים, מחוברים, שרים מה טוב ומה נעים. אני לא יודע